Welcome to the Healthy Aging Show. I'm Dennis Patuas.
I'm Dawn Del Greco.
And we are talking about issues about getting older, intelligent aging lessons for life. One way to judge a nursing home. This was an article also from the New York Times, Dale Russikoff, and he is relating back, I guess he was going back 10, 12 years to when he admitted his mother into a nursing home. And everywhere that he went, he asked if he could speak to the staff, the actual doers and caregivers. And in each instance, he was told, well, we don't do that.
The ever-knowing front line.
Exactly. Until he finally found one facility that said, well, we've never been asked that, but sure, why not? And introduced him to several staff members. And he came to find out that their years in grade were many. And then as he did more research, he was finding that more than 70% of nurses' aides or certified nursing assistants changed jobs in a given year. And that leads to more problems and less care.
And he was commenting, the three aides that spoke with him were on their break. So the attitude of welcome on their break, gave up their break time to speak with him, were comfortable speaking with him, and the marketing director was allowing it. So that's a very good statement of transparency.
Well, he also noted that the administrator felt confident enough in being able to turn him over to those three people and know that he wasn't going to get a surprise on the other side.
Well, they were, this was an opportunity where it just happened to present itself. So it really was not staged in any manner, which is nice to see.
Well, what they said was cycling in aides who don't know you is very disorienting and upsetting, and the resident is the one who suffers on the quality end. Referring to turnover or changes in facilities, and where the aides and staff have an ownership role, not necessarily an equity role, but an ownership in how things are done and are respected and their views encouraged, they feel more part of the facility, and that just translates into the care.
And with the aides he was speaking with the amount of time the baby, as she quoted herself, had been there 4 years. And remember our interview with Susan Welsh, how long people have been at her facility.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you feel that when you walk into it.
That means a lot.
And it does.
And we know that we're in an industry and in a time when people are not staying in their positions as long as they once did. But there was also a program that, and I didn't give this to you, but you may have heard of it, called Eden Experiment. And it ended up becoming more than an experiment. It was many hundred of facilities that were converting. And it was more a holistic approach where nursing centers would start to bring in animals, would bring in plants, would create the ambiance of not what we see when we as kids go into a facility to pick out because it's architecturally nice.
Right.
This has a homey feeling. They have smaller staffs. The staffs are more integrated and involved in the patient or resident's care. And there's a bonding that takes place. And a lot of the scheduling and staffing and decorating, if you will, of the facility is left to the staff to do. And they found that this had a very positive effect on outcomes for the patients, as well as retention of the people that were there to do the job.
Well, think about yourself, Dennis. If you have to be in one location for your full 24 hours, the aides are not your staff, but they are very much a part of your daily life enjoyment. And if they're enjoying their job, you will certainly have a much better experience. And I, as a family member, would be a lot more comfortable having my loved one there.
Well, we should remember that nursing homes are not prisons.
No,
and you're not there because you're being punished. And there was an interesting analogy between prisons and nursing homes, and the idea being that if you really want to punish somebody, maybe you should put them in a nursing home and put the patients in the nursing home into the prison because they get better care. In any event, we just ran out of time. So we're going to come back next week, and we will have more interesting stuff for you, and we'll see you then. Have a good week.
Please subscribe, recommend, and visit our website, healthyagingshow.com. Thanks for joining us at the Healthy Aging Show.